after the Megillah. Shoshanas Yaakov Tzolah V'Samecha Birosam Yachad Cheles Mordechai. The Klal Yisrael was so happy when they saw that the Gzeira of Haman was nullified. They saw Mordechai was Yotzam Yilifnei HaMelech B'Bush Malchus Cheles V'Chur. Why does the Python refer to Klal Yisrael as Shoshanas Yaakov? First of all, why not Shoshanas Yisrael? And why Shoshana? What is the Shoshana? What does the rose have to do with the Yeshua Purim? What's more, the Rosam Yachad Cheles Mordechai, why was Klal Yisrael so excited when they saw the Cheles? What was special about the Cheles that made them so happy? We know that the Yom Tov of Purim is the Yom Mishta V'Simcha. Aside from the mitzvah of simcha that we have on every other Yom Tov, on Purim, we also have a chiyuv of mishta. But the Rama at the end of Hilchos Purim makes a remarkable statement. He says that in the case of Ishana Muberes, when there's a second Adar, there are some who claim there's a chiyuv of mishta v'simcha and yudalid of Adar Rishon as well. We don't paskin like that shita, says the Rama, but it's appropriate to be machmir for that shita. Person should be marved besuda ktas on Yud Dalet of Adar Rishon as well. The Tov Lev Mishta Tomid, he says. He adds the pasuk in Mishlei to emphasize the point. Tov Lev Mishta Tomid, Mishta is a good thing. So therefore, on Yud Dalet of Adar Rishon, one should be marved the Mishta, be marved the Mishta the Sim. What does this pasuk mean? The Tov Lev Mishta Tomid, we should always be paying. Sounds like a lot of fun. But it doesn't sound too Jewish. It doesn't sound like a Torah concept. And why does the Rama choose these words to be his parting statement to us in Hilchos Purim? What's the take-home message over here? We know that the Nes of Purim was a Nes in Golos. Chazal say, Estem in HaTorah Menayim, V'Yonochi Haster Aster Ponei Bayomahu. It was a Hester Ponei. Klal Yisrael felt alone. They felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned them. But the pasuk says, Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow. That means, as Chazal explained, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhoga in the world reflects Klal Yisrael's attitude towards Torah and Mitzvah. What was Haman's taina against Klal Yisrael? Yeshno amecha mefuzar u'mefora bein ha'amin. The Gemara Megillah on Daf Gimel explains that Achashverosh was nervous to start up with us. He said he doesn't want to suffer the same fate that others who started up with us previously had suffered. But Haman told him, don't worry. Yeshno amecha, yashnu min ha-mitzvahs. They're asleep from mitzvahs now. He didn't say they're not being mekayim mitzvahs, they're not fulfilling mitzvahs. He said, yashnu min ha-mitzvahs. They lack hislavos, they lack an excitement for mitzvahs. They're going through the motions, but they feel estranged from Kutcher Brichu. They don't feel close to him. So now's the time to start up with that. How often do we feel disconnected? We're trying, but our mitzvahs aren't what they should be. Maybe our Talmud Torah is missing something. Our tefillah, our Shabbos and Yom Tov, perhaps don't look the way they should. We feel a hester ponim, we don't feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness. Sometimes we go through trying situations in life, different challenges, whether in yeshiva or in the workplace, with our families and our social lives. And we feel a hester upon it. That's how Klal Yisrael felt at the time of Purim. And that feeling caused them to make mistakes. They were nenemis udaso shel Achashverosh. They bowed to the Tzelem at the time of the Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't feel a kirvas Elokim in the proper way. And that caused them to stumble. That's the kind of people Amalek preys on. Amalek attacks individuals who have nisyonos, who have difficulties, who make mistakes. Vayizanev v'chokol anechasholim acharecho. Amalek attacks the weak, the chaloshim, the chotim, as Rashi says. He attacks people who are down on themselves, people who make mistakes. And he pokes fun at mitzvahs, kol techmilos, nizorkam klapei mala. He says, what do you think you're so different? You're going to have a chris mila. You're not so different. You're just like us. Amalek wants us to have a yirush. He wants us to give up. He wants us to feel that we'll never get things right. How do we fight Amalek? How do we fight this attitude of yirush with hope for tomorrow, with hope for a mocha? I once heard a beautiful idea. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say to Yoshua when he sends him off to fight Amalek at the end of Parshas Bishalach? He says, Mochar Anochi Nitzav Al Rosh HaGivah. He tells Yoshua, we fight Amalek with the concept of Mochar. Klal Yisrael is an Am Nitzchi, we're an eternal people, and we believe in Mochar, we believe in the future. And Esther uses the same koach. Hashverosh Esther, Ma Bakosho Sech Esther Hamalka. And what does she answer? Yovo HaMelech V'homon HaYom Elamishta Sheres Elohem U'mochar Esther Kidvar HaMelech. The Medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni asks, why did Esther use this term Mochar? The answer is because she realizes Amalek falls with the power of Mochar. V'cheinu Omer Mochar Anochi Nitzav Al Rosh HaGivah. Esther fights Haman with the idea of Mochar, because she knows there's no room for you. She knows that the way to fight Amalek is with the Amuna, that tomorrow's a new day and we can do better. We can be better. That's really the koach of tshuva, never to have a year. Shalom, shalom, l'rochov v'lakorov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out, not just to the korov, but to the rochov. Tshuvu banim shavavim. It doesn't matter how far we've strayed. It doesn't matter how many times we've failed. We can always try again. The Rambam writes in Ukos Tshuva in Perek Zayin, Kama mu'ula ma'ila sa tshuva, the ma'ila of tshuva is so great. Emesh hoya zemuvdo me'ashem elokei Yisrael. Just yesterday, this individual was muvdo, he was separate from Hashem, tzoik ve'in onana, his tfilos aren't answered. Osa mitzvos v'torfanos on the funnel, they rip up the mitzvos in front of his face. The ayom hu mudbak v'shtina, and today he pleads, he's attached to the shchina, tzoik v'nena miyad, his tfilos are answered immediately. Osa mitzvos v'makabal rosam v'nachas v'simkov lo'od elo sh'mizavim lohem. The Mekabal is mitzvahs in Shamayim v'simcha, and what's more, they have a taiva for his mitzvahs. How does a person experience such a transformation of spirit? Where does a person get the kochos ha-nefesh to go from such a lowly place to such an exalted place? How does he get from emesh to hayom? Only with hope for mocha. When a person realizes that tomorrow can be better, when he doesn't give up on himself, then he can get to a hayom from a lowly emesh. Every day we start with the words of moda ani lefanecha melechai v'kayim, and we end rabba emuna secha. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has emuna. The answer is yes, he has emuna in us. He believes in us. He trusts that today can be different. Today can be something special. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Yes, we sometimes make mistakes. We're not perfect. We fall. But we can pick ourselves up again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give up on us, and we shouldn't have yush either. We can't give up. Sometimes our learning isn't what we'd like it to be. The sugyas are hard, and we don't always understand shir. Or maybe there's a lot going on in life, and it's hard to concentrate. Sometimes we do learn, but yet we forget what we learn, and we become frustrated. Gemara in Erev and Adaf Nandala tells the famous story of Rabbi Preda and his Talmud. Rabbi Preda taught his Talmud 400 times. And we think, what a Rebbe. Such patience, such dedication. But did you ever think about the Talmud? He didn't just walk away. He wasn't embarrassed. He didn't give up. How's that possible? 400 times? 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, he didn't give up. How's that possible? The answer is, when a Rebbe believes in a Talmud, then a Talmud believes in himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melamed Torah La'amo Yisrael. He's the ultimate Rebbe. And he doesn't give up on any of us. He believes in us. We shouldn't give up on ourselves either. We have to continue to plug away, to push, to do as best as we can to achieve to our full potential. That's the message that Klal Yisrael learned at the time of Purim. The Gzeira was signed and sealed. It was Nichtav v'Nechtam b'Tabar HaSamelech. It was over. They were gone. They were given over. Lahashved, Larug, La'abed. They were supposed to be destroyed, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give up on them. He showed his Ava for them. Through the hestaponim, through the darkness, they saw a glimmer of hope. And that glimmer gave them hope in themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hasn't given up on us, they said. If he has confidence in us, then how can we give up on ourselves? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava for us is forever. Then how can we not try again? That feeling gave them the drive to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a kinu v'kiblu, have a new Kabbalah Satorah, a new excitement to Torah and Mitzvah. And that's what Rashi writes in the Gemara in Shabbos and Lef Peches. What gave Klal Yisrael this great desire to have a new Kabbalah Satorah? Me avas aneis shenas Elohim. From avas aneis. When they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for them, that made them feel a reciprocal Ava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what better way to express that Ava than with the new Kabbalah Satorah, by strengthening their commitment to Torah, Hashem's gift to Klal Yisrael. When did Klal Yisrael have this feeling? When did they have that Ava Saneis? When did they have that desire for a new Kabbalah Satorah when they saw Tcheles more than that? Chazal say, Tcheles dom liyam, liyam dom l'rakia, v'rakia dom l'kiseh HaKavit. It's not easy to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kiseh HaKavod, through the veils of Hester Ponim, through the darkness of Golos. Shoshanas Yaakov refers to Klal Yisrael in Golos. When Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him, Bemaros HaLaila, and he calls out, Yaakov, Yaakov. Yaakov is the shame of Klal Yisrael in Golos. And Shoshana, of course, symbolizes Shoshana Bein HaKolchim, the Shoshana, the rose amongst all the thorns, Klal Yisrael amongst the nations of the world. Shoshana Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, in Golos at the time of Purim, saw the Tcheles, they recognized the Yad Hashem, they felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ahava for them. And that gave them hope for the future. It gave them the drive to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah with the renewed exuberance. That's perhaps what the Ramah has in mind when he ends Hilchas Purim with the Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. What does that mean? What does the Pasuk mean that the Lagon in his Perish HaMishlei says it doesn't mean that we should always party? It means that a person should live life with the attitude of someone who's in a Mishta. What happens when someone drinks a little bit? He loosens up, he's relaxed, he doesn't feel all of the stress and the pain and the angst that he normally feels. He's happy. And that's one of the messages of Purim. Don't be discouraged by challenges. Don't give up. Don't dwell on past mistakes. The future can be better. You can start again and you can get to a better place. But there's a higher level. And that is when a person realizes that not only can he accomplish despite his challenges, but sometimes even the challenges themselves can be opportunities for growth. The Gemara Megillah and Avdalid writes, Chayav Adam Likros is a Megillah by Balailu L'Shanosa Bayom. A person is obligated to read the Megillah twice on Purim, at night and by day. Why is that? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Elokai Eker Yolam V'Losane V'Laila V'Lodumi Oli. Rashi explains, Zecher L'Neis Shayuzor can be made Sarasan Yom V'Laila. It's a Zecher to the Neis that be made Sarah in the Tzara of Purim before the Yeshua. They were crying out at night and by day. So therefore, we read the Megillah both at night and by day. We read the Megillah as a zecher to the tzara, to the tefillah ve'es tzara. Why do we focus on the tzara? Apparently, Chazal understood that the tzara was something that made Klal Yisrael grow. It made them have an extra, a deeper kirvas Elohim. The tefillah ve'es tzara was something that transformed Klal Yisrael. And Chazal wanted to highlight it, that the tzara turned into something good. The tzara, the challenge, was an opportunity for growth. And that's why they instituted that the Megillah should be read twice on Purim as a zecher to the theme of the Eitz Tzara. We all know the famous Mishnah in Psachim and Avkuk Tezayin, Rabbi Gamliel Haya Omer, Kosh La'omer Shlosh Dvam Eilu B'Pesach, Lo Yotzi Dechavoso, Pesach Matzu Morach. Many have pointed out that the list seems out of order. Mara came first. It was by Yemaru's Chayim. It was the Shiva before the Pesach and the Matzah. Pesach and the Matzah came at the time of the Geula. So why is the order Pesach, Matzah, and Mara? The Sfas Emes explains that Klal Yisrael realized after they ate the Pesach and the Matzah, after the Geula, they realized that the Morah was good for them as well, that the Shibud had been good for them, because it revealed Kochas HaNefesh that they never knew they had. It made them into who they were. The Kor HaBarzel of Mitzrayim, the Shibud of Mitzrayim, purified them, and it molded them, and it made them worthy to have a Kabbalah Satorah. So even the Shibud was something to celebrate. Even the Morah was something to celebrate. After the Pesach and the Matzah, then they realized that the Morah was good for them as well. This is a hard level to reach, but it's another message of Purim. It's not just that we should try to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu despite whatever challenges and setbacks we have, but that we should realize that the challenges themselves can be a catalyst for growth. I think this double message is so relevant to us, especially this Purim. It's been one full year since COVID-19 has struck our yeshiva and turned our lives upside down. Aside from all of the regular challenges that we face in a typical year, we've also had to deal with the effects of COVID. We mourn the loss of those who are no longer with us. We feel for those who have lingering health effects, health issues due to COVID. And we've all had to deal with the distractions and the inconveniences that COVID has imposed upon us. The masks and the social distancing, all of the anxiety, the quarantine. It hasn't been easy. We certainly didn't choose this reality. It was thrust upon us. But there's one thing we can choose, and that is how we react to this challenge. And that depends on our attitude. We can feel depressed and frustrated, or we can look at COVID-19 as an opportunity for growth. Baruch Hashem, I think our Talmidim have risen to the challenge. Since Sukkot, many of the Talmidim have come back to the yeshiva, come back to the Beis Medrash, to the different satellite Batei Medrash that we now have. And the Hasmada, the excitement for learning, the excitement for being part of a chabura of B'nai Torah is something palpable. You can feel it in the air of the yeshiva. It's so inspiring to watch even Talmidim who are still on Zoom, who are not able to come back to the campus, or those in quarantine who had to go on Zoom after being in the campus. You feel such a sense of excitement for being part of the experience of Talmud Torah and yeshiva this year. COVID has revealed an inner strength in our Talmidim. It has shown us the kind of dedication and commitment that we have for Talmud Torah and for caring for each other. This is an image we should take with us for the rest of our life. You know, there are so many different obligations that we have in life. There are professional obligations and family responsibilities and communal responsibilities. Life is busy, but COVID has taught us that we have tremendous kokos on Ephesus. We've seen the sense of priorities, the avas Hashem, the avas HaTorah that we have. And we should take those feelings wherever we go. Now we've been called upon once again for a new mission, to celebrate the Yom Tov of Purim without singing and dancing, without a chagiga, to celebrate Purim in a way that we're not used to, differently than we've ever celebrated it before. Yes, last year, COVID had struck before Purim, but the situation was still in flux and people did different things with Purim. But we've gone through a year of social distancing and we feel we need a Purim. We need a regular Purim to get a sense of simcha, to uplift ourselves from the state of emotion that we're in. But the truth is, dafka by holding back now, dafka by holding back and instead dedicating ourselves to Talmud Torah, having extra storim like the yeshiva is scheduled for a night and for a day, dafka by surrendering to the Ratzon Hashem and doing what's right, we can have the most uplifting Purim of our life. Because when we accept the situation that we're in and we run with it, we can grow so much from the experience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us the strength, the insight, and the courage to always serve him the simcha. When he sees how sincere we are in our efforts to connect with him this court, and to serve him in all of the circumstances that he places us in, and hopefully he'll respond by giving us all of the siyata, the shmaya we need to accomplish and to grow, to achieve our full potential. May we all be zocha to see the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes all of the hester upon him and he reveals himself to all. He brings us to the ultimate geula and the binyan bayis shlishi b'mehirah v'yameinu.